The Church as Sacrament. Bridging the gap between the institutional model and the mystical one is the ecclesiology of the Church as Sacrament, which tries to combine the internal and external aspects of the Church. Anticipated by Cyprian, Augustine, Aquinas and Scheban, this type of ecclesiology emerges in full clarity in our own century and has been developed by Henry de Lubac, Karl Rahner, Otto Semmelroth, Edward Schiele Beeks, Smulders, Yves Congar, Grote, Martelet, and many others. The Vatican Council declared that by virtue of its relationship to Christ, the Church is in the nature of sacrament a sign and instrument, that is, of communion with God and of unity among all men. This same concept appears in several other documents, especially in the Constitution on the Liturgy, where the Council discerns a connection between the Church and the seven sacraments that express, in privileged ways, the sacramentality of the Church as a whole. Dulles defines a sacrament as a socially constituted or communal symbol of the presence of grace coming to fulfillment. Christ is the primordial sacrament. The Church is also a sign which must signify in a historically tangible form the redeeming grace of Christ. Here sacrament is used in a broader sense than has been customary since Trent. This usage recaptures the more flexible usage of the Church's first millennium. The Church, as a sacramental, has an outer and inner aspect. Structure on the one hand, and faith, love, and hope on the other, are necessary for the Church to exist. The actualization of both aspects occurs, above all, in the Eucharist. As Rahner points out, essentially the Church is the historically continuing presence in the world of the incarnate Word of God. She is the historical tangibility of the salvific will of God as revealed in Christ. Therefore the Church is most tangibly and intensively as event where, through the words of consecration, Christ himself is present in his own congregation as the crucified and resurrected Savior, the fount of salvation, where the redemption makes itself felt in the congregation by becoming sacramentally visible, where the new and eternal testament which he founded on the cross is most palpably and actually present in the holy remembrance of its first institution. The bonds of the Church, according to this ecclesiology, are all the social, visible signs of the grace of Christ operative in believing Christians. The Church's mission is, accordingly, to purify and intensify people's response to the grace of Christ. This ecclesiology relates to the other models and also establishes links between ecclesiology and other theological fields. It emphasizes the duty of Church to be a clearer sign of Christ's presence in the world. It also furnishes motives for strong loyalty to the Church while, at the same time, allowing for honest criticism. But, comparatively, this theory has little warrant in Scripture and early tradition. It is all excessively concerned with external aspects and leaves little place to diaconia, service, in the Church's mission to the world. Finally, it is not significant in the ecumenical dialogue because, as we shall see in the next model, Protestants tend to give more emphasis to the word than to sacrament.